Okay, Zakta Mishnah on Lamed Gimel and Vez. A Rava Gzula, huh? Yeah, just very quickly. A Rava Gzula is a psak. A Rava Gzula v'yevesha psula. He's stolen or dried up a Rava. It's possible. Shal Asher v'shal nidachas psula. If it's of an Asher or nidachas, it's possible because of Ksusim Asa Shiyura. Niktam Rosha, if the top is cut off, Nivritzu Alef, the leaves fall off, a Hatzavtsava or a Tzavtsava, which we'll see the description of what that is. It's a different kind of a Rava. Psula, all of those are possible. Kamusha, if it's withered, Vishanashrum Niktas Aleha, or if some of the leaves fell off, Vishal Baal, or of a field that's not an irrigated field, Kshera, all of those are kosher, as we'll see in the Gemara. Zok the Gemara. Tanar Avadu, we learned in a Braisa. The Pasuk says in describing the Arava, Arve Nachal, these are willows that grow by the river, Hagedelin ala Nachal, that grow by the Nachal. Dovaracher, another pshat is Arve Nachal. What the description is, Arve Nachal she'olo shalo, that its leaf, mashuch kenachal, it's long like a river as opposed to the tzavtava, which is rounded. Tan yidok, we learned in another braisa. Nachal, Arve Nachal, what is the pasuk of Arve Nachal teaching me? Ein li yala Arve Nachal, I only know from that pasuk that it has to be dafka, willows that grow by the river. Shal ba'al v'shal horem minayin, ravas that are from a non-irrigated field or from the mountains that happen to grow in the mountains. Minayin, from where do I know that? Tamalemar, arve nachal mikal mokim. Arve is plural, any kind of arava.
What does that mean?
It's the person who I was talking to knew. Oh. Basically, it's a species. We're not talking that, it's not tzatzifo. It happens to be that it grows there, but it's not really a...
So,
no, because that's different.
No, those are rula.
Those are,
they happen to not grow.
Different.
They don't grow as well because of where they are.
These don't look different.
Chinei Harav
is not
a different
man.
It is.
Really? Otherwise, why do they look that way? I mean, it's still considered a pot.
The ground doesn't allow it to grow so well.
Oh, really? I mean, I'm not saying that. I'm saying it seriously. I didn't know that. Did you see that somewhere?
I recall that. Maybe like picture
machine
or something.
Yeah. Okay. Could be. I mean, it's Rabbi Gehenna, so it makes sense. But I don't know. I don't know. I didn't see anywhere that these aravos look different.
Oh.
So it could be you're right. Abashol later, Abashol says, Arve Shtayim. Arve, the two aravos is telling me that there's two aravos. Achas lelulav, achas lemikdash. One is for the lulav, and one is for the mikdash, tahainu, the arava that you're makif the mizbeach, you stand it up next to the mizbeach, or you circle the mizbeach, as we'll see in the Gemara later. Rabbanon, and there are, according to the Rabbanon, who darshan arve is telling us, even shabbal v'shal harim, le mikdash min alahu, from where do they know that you take it in the base of mikdash? Hilchasak and gemiri lehu, it's a halacha l'mashim isiyah. The Omer of Asi, Omer of Yechon, as Rav Asi said in the name of Rav Yechon, Eser etiyah, the halacha of 10 saplings. And if I have 10 saplings in a the whole field has a din of an orchard with regard to plowing in until Rosh Hashanah before Shemitah, and the halacha of Arava, which is our Harava, the Nisuch HaMayim, and the halacha of Nisuch HaMayim on Sukkot, halacha Moshe Misinai. These three things are halacha is Moshe Misinai, and that's how the Rabbanon know that, and it did not, that Arve, that's how Rabbanon know that Arava, that there's two kinds of Arava, one in the Hishanah and one in the Beis HaMikdash, and Arve, according to Rabbanon, is telling me not only Arve Nachal, but even Arava Shal Baal Vishal Harav. Tana Rabbanu, we learned to the Braisa. Arve Nachal, the Pasuk of Arve Nachal is teaching us HaGedelois Ala Nachal. This is telling us that it's Aravas that grow by the river, that kind of Arava. Prat L'Tzavtzafo, coming to exclude a Tzavtzafo, HaGedela Ben Aharam, which grows in the mountains. Meaning that is the species which grows in the mountains. And as we'll see, there are different characteristics to the Tzavtzafo. Amar Rav Zeir said, Me'ekra, from where do I see that a tzavtzifa is something which is pasul? It's not kosher for an arava, because the pasuk says, Kach amayim rabim, take that which grows by a lot of water, tzavtzifa samay, and they took the tzavtzifa. And it's in Yecheskel. So a place. It was placed as a tzavtzifa.
Okay, so we're saying,
how do we know that a tzavtzifa is a bad thing, that it's not a kind of arava, and we don't include it? The pasuk says Arve Nachal, which tells me all kinds of Aravos. So why isn't a Tzavtzafah included in that? So from this pasuk, you see, since it's in the Torah of Yecheskel, you see that since it's saying that instead of a rovi, you took a tzavtzafa, you see that tzavtzafa is used in a negative light, and it's not kosher for an arov. It's not included in the drasha of the Yitzhar HaPasuk to be marvet to include the tzavtzafa. Amalei Abayis, Abayis said to Rav Zeira, V'dilma, perhaps, Pirush Yekamefarish, the pasuk is explaining itself. Kach al mayim rabin, take that which grows by a lot of water, umayniu, and what is that? Tzavtzafa. The tzavtzafa, so, hakar, the tzavtzafa is actually a kosher species. In Cain says the Gemara, my somay. What is somay? What does it mean that placed it? Tzavtzafa, it's just telling us that was what it is. Omer Rav Avo, said Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, said, Ani Amarti, I said, Shiyu Yisrael Lefonai, that Klai Yisrael should be before me, Kekach HaMayim Rabim, like Ekach HaMayim Rabim, and remind me, and what is this item which grows by a lot of water? Arava, that's the Arava, V'hein Samu Atzman, and they placed themselves, Ketzav Tzifah Shebaharim, like the Tzav Tzifah on the mountain, as we spoke at the Chassam Sefer yesterday, and you looked it up to confirm that I said it correct?
That's how I looked.
Oh, okay. But that's what he says. It's a chiddush from the Chassam Sefer, and along with Simcha's Taras and Zerum lessons, Brian's going to give us a little bit of a history class someday for about the Chassam Sefer and his whether he was somewhat Chassidish or not. Iga demasi lo lahaykra amasisa, there are those that taught this pasuk on the Braisa. Kach amayim rabim tzavtzava somay, the Braisa says that the Kach HaMayim Rabim is telling me, and Tzav Tzva is telling me that Tzav Tzva is possible, Maskla Rav Zeira, Rav Zeira asked the Kasha, the Dilma Perusha Kamefarish, maybe the Pasuk is coming to explain itself. Kach HaMayim Rabim, mind you, Tzav Tzva, take that which grows by a lot of water, and the Tzav Tzva is included in that also. In Kain Mas Samoy, so the Gemara said, but that can't be, because why does it say Samoy? Basically a repeat, just a different way of how to say it, and where it was directed. Yep.
According to the Havamina, I mean, they see the word so is there a way to read it that way, or?
I don't know.
It means what it's place, thinking? Like it means it's in its
place. Place it, some might, place it.
Place it.
It was placed. I don't know. Amar Rav Avo said, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Ani Amarti Shei Yisrael Lefanai Kekach HaMayim Rabim, my Niyo Arova, I said that Klal Yisrael should be before me. Like the Kach HaMayim Rabim, which is an Arova, V'hein Samu Atman Ketzav Tzifah Shavaharim, and they place themselves like a Tzav Tzifah in the mountains. As we'll see now what a Tzav Tzifah looks like. Okay, so that's what we got up to yesterday. Good? Tan Rabbanan. We learned in a Braisa. Eizehu Arova. What is an arava? What are the characteristics of an arava? The ezehu tzavtzafa, and what are the characteristics of a tzavtzafa? Says the Braisa, an arava, kona shala, its stem, right? Adoim is red, has a reddish tinge to it. The ala shala, and its leaf, mashuch, is long, is elongated, upiha chalak, and its mouth, meaning the edges, are smooth. So three things. Number one, the stem is red. Kana shala adam. The stem is red. Va'ala shala mashuch, and the leaf is elongated. And number three, upiha chalak, and its mouth, meaning the edges, are smooth. Good. Tzavtzafa. What are the characteristics of a tzavtzafa? Number one, kana shala lavan. Its kana, its stem is white. Va'ala shala agul. And its leaf is round. Upiha doime lamagul. And its mouth, meaning the edges, are similar to a sickle.
The serrated,
exactly. It has teeth. Okay, things coming out. Fine. So that's again, so three and three. Three things are varava: red stem, long leaves, and smooth sides, smooth edges. Tzavtzafa is white stem, round leaves, and serrated and prickly edges of the leaf. Good? Yeah. Talk frekti gemara. Vahatanya, but we learned in a braisa, daima lemagal kosher, that if the arava, frekti gemara, how could you tell me that a tzavtzefa has daima lemagal, and that's a characteristic of a pulsal arava of a tzavtzefa? But the braisa said that if I have an arava, which is daima lemagal, which is similar to a sickle, that it has some teeth coming out, kosher, it's kosher. But doima lemeser, but if it's similar to a saw, if the teeth of the arava are similar to a saw, pasul, it's pasul. And the difference is, the sickle, all the teeth go in one direction, and a saw, they go in both directions. So the teeth, they're not all right. A sickle, you go like this, and one side will be smooth, the other side will be sharp, like edged with the teeth. A saw, it goes both directions. Whichever way you go, it's going to be sharp. Okay, so frekti gemara, how can you tell me that the tzavtzava has doima lemagal and it's pasul? The braisa says explicitly about an arava that has the characteristic that it's doima lemagal, it's similar to a sickle, is going to be kosher, and it's only doima lemeser, only similar to a saw, is problematic. Answers the gemara, Amar Abaye says, ki tanya hahi, when was that braisa taught? Ki tanya hi, when did that braisa teach? Excuse me, that doima lemagal is kosher, is bechilfa gilo. Chilfa, as we'll see in the Gemara in a moment, is arava. It's another way to say arava. It's bechilfa gilo, it's the arava which is known as chilfa gilo, which has the characteristic that it's a red stem and it's a long leaf. It happens to be that it has, in the third area, the third characteristic, it's similar to a tzavtzefa. But that since it's not a tzavtzefa, just has one of the wrong characteristics, it's still going to be kosher. Okay? But it wasn't telling us that a tzavtzefa is going to be kosher, it was just telling us the chilfa gila type of arava, which has two out of the three characteristics, and the third one...
Gila, meaning the word gila, meaning like something you see, or...?
No, it's just a nickname. It's just a, yeah.
Or is it piyakalak?
Right. But nevertheless... That wasn't necessarily, in other words, as long as it has two out of the three, huh?
Oh God, that's not.
Yeah, it really, generally the arava is piyachala. And the Sanskrit even speaks out that from Vayis Tayis, if it's missing one of the characteristics out of the three, it's going to be kosher.
It is, the whole gila is kosher.
Correct.
And that's...
It's an arava which has a red stem, long leaf, but it happens to be that the edges are not smooth like a classic arava. No. It has the characteristics.
That's not a shame of life.
Well, that's the next part right now.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Good? Okay, so again. How do we know them?
I should know that.
And if his bite is a single or if, so.
Let's say it's a Masura. Let's say it was a Masura.
Oh,
it just happens to be that. That's what it is. It happens to be that. That's the simen for what's considered a kosher, what's considered a... Okay?
We're also not considering it like
darche... Darche, no. Yeah, because it's not, your hands aren't touching it.
Because of the we're not touching the habas? Or is that what you mean?
You mean that would be another reason to puzzle, you mean?
Yeah. Or that was just a question on what we had before. And
these are rough... Yeah. That was different because that was... Mama's going to be poking me. This happens to be that they have it. Uh-huh. It could be also that it's not really pokey. Just happens, you know.
Just kind of serrated.
Yeah, I can't think of an example, but sometimes you have something that has like little things sticking out, but it's not like it's hurting you. You're not bleeding from it. You're not...
Regular leaves.
Regular leaves, yeah. Some regular leaves will have a...
Uh-huh.
Your bridges, yeah.
It's not, it's doim lemeser. It's not that it's sharp like that, but it has a...
Doim lemeser versus doim lemeser is saying whether the points are... Perfect.
Right. The points go in one direction or both directions?
Well, the question whether they put messer or something that actually...
No, whether they don't...
Not that they're sharp like a messer, but they, just like a messer, points in both directions. That's what Rashi says.
I'm saying, but Rashi's point, we're talking about the fact that a saw has teeth that point straight out. No matter which way you run your finger over it, you're touching a sharp point, whereas if the point is curved slightly,
about your picture book for a second?
It's smooth, and from the other side you catch.
Right.
That's what it means. It's sharp on one side or sharp on both sides.
I'm not sure if that's actually.
Echolakanda. The leaves mean the one finger one direction, it's clean.
You turn around the card, you go over the spice.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's what it should have said.
Base Arsenal. Yeah, Rashi says the Magil was like this.
Yeah, I mean that's the difference between Magil and
MS. Yeah, I mean the picture of the saw in this picture actually is, I mean, like a regular saw that we know it. Although Rashi,
I think Rashi's probably talking about, I didn't see Rashi, but I would say Rashi's probably talking about where you move your finger. Meaning it's sharp when you put your finger on either side.
I hear what you're saying.
Two directions. That's how a saw.
It's same concept. Same concept. But it's not describing the shape. The shape is not sharp in two directions. It's sharp from two directions.
That makes sense.
It makes sense. I don't know where Rashi doesn't say that. I hear what you're saying.
Echolakam.
Rashi goes either direction, but I hear what you're saying. Yeah. Oh, you're sorry. Okay, fine. Okay, the kids are fine. So that's what the dharma, the chilfa gila is the one that dharma the magal that's going to be kosher. But a tzavtzava, which has all three, the other way, it's going to be possible. Omer Abaye says, Shma mino, from here, from this braiso, or from the fact that it says dharma the magal is kosher, which is referring to chilfa gila, that tell me that it's kosher, Shma mino, from here I learn, hai chilfa gila, this chilfa gila, the Rava known as chilfa gila, kosher lo hishana, it's kosher to be used for hishana. For every gemara of pshita, that's obvious. The Gemara, the thing I would have thought to say, since it has a distinct name, loin is kasher, will not be kosher because, kamash malon, then it's going to be kosher. For the Gemara, maybe it's a good half of me, the emah hachanami, I'll tell you, enachanami. Yes, indeed, it should be possible because it has a shame levi. So why are you saying such a double posture that it's going to be kosher? The Torah said, willows by river willows. It didn't tell us specifically what kind of name it has to be. This is similar to the hadas we had earlier.
It's like verbatim.
What?
It's like verbatim the same.
Exactly, right. Yeah, that was a hadas, and this is a eight others amar achmanu mikol malkam. Since it's an arve nachal, it doesn't tell us exactly what kind of willow it has to be. Just willows that grow by a. And what's it called? By a river. The Chilva Gila grows by a river, so.
Amar Rachmana.
The Torah said. Arve Nachal, Amar Rachmana. The Torah said, Arve Nachal, Mikol Malkim. Whatever, however, fits into the category of Arve Nachal. Not specific, not more inclusive.
From
anywhere. In any way. Well.
It
doesn't mean any place over here. It just means.
Wherever you find these.
Yeah, it will be part of it. Amar Rav Chista said, Hani Tlas Mili, these following three items, Ishtani Shmaihu, their names were changed, Michichora Beis HaMikdash, from when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The following three things, they're just called something else. And it's important to, the Gemara will explain why it's important to know this. So Hani Tlas Mili, these three things, Ishtani Shmaihu, their names were changed, Michichora Beis HaMikdash, from when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Chalafto, Aravto. That which was known as Chalafto is now known as Aravto. Aravto, Chalafto. And that which was known as Aravto, meaning Arava, is now known as Chalafto. My nafgamino. What's the difference? Why is it important to know? Lelulav. For the lulav. Because now, if I go into the shuk and I say, I want an Arava, I have to know I'm going to be getting the wrong thing. I have to say, no, I want a Chalafto, which is the Chilfa Gila, which is the... No, not the chilfa. That's the chilfa. But you see, it's the same word. Chalafta and chilfa, it's the same thing.
I need a chilfa.
I need a chilfa and I'll get that arava. Chalafta. Oh, what was it?
What was it? Chalafta or something different?
Yeah, that's what
Rashi says. Lav hainu
chilfa
gila el
tzavtzava.
The regular chalafta? Whatever it was called. Lav hainu chilfa gila el tzavtzava. Yeah, ba'achim, shanashim, shanashim, karla arava. Yeah. The Rashi, the third wide line. Chalafta is tzavtzava. What used to be tzavtzava, now it's arava. And arava used to be arava, now it's tzavtzava. That's the first thing. The second thing is...
So you want to be asking for a chalafta, which is the original.
Right. Right. Shipura chatzaitzusa. Shipura means a bent shayfer, which is a shayfer. used to be called a chatzaitzis.
No, it becomes.
Changed to chatzaitzis.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. It's the same pattern.
Shipura is now, okay, a bent, a shayfer which was bent is now known as a chatzaitzis, which used to be straight. Chatzaitzisa, which used to be straight, now is known as shipura, which is bent. No, so if I go into the shuk and I say I want a shayfer, I'm going to get a straight thing. Today I'm going to get a straight thing. So therefore I have to go into the shuk and ask for a chatzaitzer, which is bent. My nafkamina, what's the nafkamina? The shayfer, shav Rosh Hashanah for a shayfer of Rosh Hashanah, then that's what I want to get.
Is the previous line, chalavta became arata or?
Yeah.
What was chalavta became known now as arava.
Why does it matter what
you're arava,
you're saying this way.
You're saying this way because
it's
chalavta.
No, I understand. I'm saying you're getting stuck on whether the first word is becoming the second word or the second word.
Well, hold on, because then what Brian's point is, hold on a second, because then it says. Okay, so what's the difference with Rav? So then, is it so then Shofara became Kod?
The first thing, it's the first same form like Brian was saying before. Chalafta became an Arava. Arava became a Chalafta. Shaiver became Chatzaitra, Chatzaitra became Shipura. My nafkamina, what's the difference? The Shaiver Shav Rosh Hashanah for the Shaiver Rosh Hashanah. Third, that was the second one. The third one. Piturta, Pitura. One of them is large and one of them is small. The small one became known as large and large became known as small. Pitura, Piturta. Okay?
Weights, right?
I think it's actually boxes, no?
No,
I thought it was a box of some sort. Okay? Lamai nafkamina, what's the difference? Lamai chamemkar for business transactions. If I say, give me a petura, petura, I'm going to end up with a peturta. If I say, give me a peturta, I'm going to end up with a peturta. Whatever. One small, one large. Sure. Amar Abaye. Abaye said, Afani Omer, I'm going to add another one. Bekasi huvlila, that which was known as Bekasi is now known as huvlila. Huvlila Bekasi, that which used to be known as huvlila is now known as Bekasi. These are different parts of the animal. Lamai nafkamina, what's the difference? Lamachat hanimtza ba'oyve beis hakoises. For a needle which is found in the thickness of the stomach of the animal. Depending on whether it's the beis hakoises or Bekasi or the huvlila, we'll make an afkamina whether it's a treifa or not. And it has to do with whether there's a double layer of the whatever the outer membrane. Good layer.
The what? Double layer is there. The matter is the outer one considered the stomach.
One has. That's the difference.
No.
One of them has it. One of them doesn't.
The needle's going through.
One of them has it. One of them has it. One of them doesn't.
One of what has it?
One of the Bekasi or the Huvlila.
Oh, two.
What's known? It's two different parts of the stomach.
No.
Or intestines or something.
Is there a picture? I thought it was a double layer.
It
was going through the outer layer, but not the inner. And the question is, what's considered?
Amar Rava Bar Rav Yosef. Amar Rava Bar Rav Yosef. Rava Bar Yosef says, Avan Yoimer. I'm going to add one more. Bavel Borsif. Borsif Bavel. That which was known as Bavel is now called Borsif. That which was known as Borsiv is now known as Bavel. L'ma nafkamina, what's the nafkamina? L'gitei noshim v'gitei noshim, because Bavel, you used to not have to say v'fanei nechta v'fanei nechta, right? Because they were tamidei chachamim, and Borsiv was not, and kitzer, and shav. Rashi, but that's, we'll do this kind of Hashem tomorrow, but that is...
It's for today.
That's right. We're going to get all the... Oh, there it is. Oh, thank you.